This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem.
Recording in progress.
Baruch Haba. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Mesachas Ksubais, Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom is discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that if a woman is poor and the wife takes a neder regarding that she's not going to use one of the adornments, one of the kishutin, and the baal is makayim, so if she's poor and the neder is made indefinitely, then you go out and you give a ksuba. If she's a wealthy woman, 30 days. The Tanakhama says, automatically, you go out and you give the ksuba. So the Gemara asked, that could the Baal be mefer the neder of his wife, if she's menader, that she's not going to use kishutin, but the Baal could only be mefer nedarim that are an affliction to her. Let's say she makes a neder that she asers herself on certain pleasures, if she washes, or she swears she's not going to wash, or if she's going to adorn or not. And Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, no, that's not Nidrei Inoy Nefesh. Nidrei Inoy Nefesh is only if it's she's not going to have basar, or she's not going to wear colored garments. So Gemara, so we're talking about where the neder was personal matters. Namely, if she says she's not going to use a cream to remove her hairs, b'makoy mervasa, so that's something that affects the husband. It affects his ability to have relations with her. So that's a neder that the husband is able to be mefer. Says Gemara, well, not so fast. Hold your horses. Hanich l'manda amar, tvarim shabeinoy l'beina, habal mefer. This is all fine and good, according to the manda amar, that matters between him and her, the baal could annul. But according to the opinion that the husband cannot be mefer, what are you going to say? There's a shita that the husband cannot annul such a neder. Dinmar, because we learned, dvarim shabeino labeino, matters between him and her. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, habal mefer. The baal could be mefer. Rav Ada bar Ava Amar, Rav Ada bar Ava says, in habal mefer. The husband cannot be mefer. Why? Because what are we afraid of? Does her not removing her pubic hairs really infringe on his ability to live with her? He already knows how to navigate this. We never found a fox that died in the dust of his a foxhole. Meaning, this is his foxhole. He knows how to navigate the system. So too, a husband, even if she doesn't remove her pubic hair, the husband will be able to have safe relations with her. So Rav Ada bar Abba holds certainly anything which is beinoy lebeina, he could be mefer, but this, he would say, is not something of that nature. So this, you can't, it doesn't help to say that where the neder was regarding her prohibiting herself to remove her pubic hairs, because it's not clear that he would be able to make for such another. Alahakab mayaskinan kagain de talinhu lakishute b'tashmish hamita, where she hinged her adornments on tashmish hamita. She said, if I adorn myself, then I will become usher in tashmish hamita. The amra, she says, yes, or hanas. Now she can't say, you are now to get hana from my relations, because she's obligated to have relations with him. But the Amra, she said, Yoimar hanos tashmishach alai im askashed. I ask her the pleasure of your relations upon me if I adorn myself. So she is making a neder that if she adorns herself, she will not be able to live with him. Kida Amar Rav Kahana, like Rav Kahana said, I'm Rav Kahana, Hanas Tashmishi Alayach If she says, I asked her the pleasure of my tashmish on you, koyfe umishamashtai. Rav Kahana says, the hana of my tashmish on you, we force her, and he has relations with her, because he cannot ask her on her the hana of her tashmish. But if she says, hanas tashmishach alai, the hana of your tashmish on me, that I'm allowed to get hana from your tashmish, so that neder is chal, and that neder, he's mefer, yafer, he should be mefer. Why? Because he can't forcibly have relations with her just because she is meshubet to have relations with him, because even though she has to have relations with him, but to her, his relations are aser. Lefi she'ein ma'achilin la'adam davar aser lai. So that's the scenario. The scenario is, she says that if I put on this adornment, then the hana of your tashmish becomes aser to me. So this is dvarim be'inoy le'beina. And therefore, it is something that he could be mefer. So the Gemara asks the following question: why is he able to be mefer it? V'loy tiskashe, v'loy ta'aser. Let her not put on the makeup. You're saying, well, if she says, if I put on the makeup, your hanas tashmish becomes aser to me. Great. So tell her, don't put on the makeup. You're right, if she puts it on, it becomes something that interferes between the two of them. So don't wear that mascara. Don't put it on. Says Gemara, V'loy tiskashed, v'loy te'aser. Let her not put on the adornment, and she shouldn't become aser. Says Gemara, M'kein karu la menuvelas. If she doesn't put on that makeup, they're going to call her despicable. So she has to put it on, because it's embarrassing her for her not to. So the Gemara asks, so then, let her put it on. Let her become Aser and Tashmish. But didn't we learn that according to Beis Shammai, if you're Aser and Tashmish, then the nether could stand for 2 weeks. According to Beis Shammai, 1 week. So v'tiskashe v'tiyasa. Let her put on the adornment and become Aser. Ila Beis Shammai shtei Shabbasas. If according to Beis Shammai for 2 weeks, Ila Beis Shammai Shabbos Achas. Says Gemara, no. When do we say it's viable for her to be Aser and Tashmish for 2 weeks or 1 week, according to Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, respectively? Hani mili hechi da adra ihu. That's when he makes the neder, so she could slide for 2 weeks. You know why? She says, look, he doesn't hate me, he just has a temper, and he made a neder. The Savra, she says, Mirtis rasachi lavai. He got angry at me. Bahashta mosav date. And in the interim, he will calm down. So when he makes the neder, it's not an urgent breakup. Because she says, he doesn't hate me, he just got angry. But if she made the neder, and he very calmly says, oh, I won't be able to tashmish? Fine, I'm a kayimit. He wasn't angry at her. He did it, he's not the one who made the neder. But he heard she made the neder. And he said, I have no problem with it. So then she says, oh, he hates me. So then they have to break up. Ihi hacha denadjo ihi, where she made the nether, v'shasik la, and she was silent, savra, she thinks, mide ishtik, from the fact that she's silent, misni havasanili, he must hate me. Okay. Rabbi Yossi says that by a poor woman, they would have to get divorced if there's no end, if there's no time frame for how long the kishutim are aser. Rabbi Yossi says, a poor woman, if she didn't give a set time, the kama kitzva, what's considered a time set? Am Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Yud Beis Chodesh, a year. Meaning, if it's less than a year or less, it's considered you gave a set amount of time. Rabbi Achana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Eser Shanim, 10 years. 9 years a woman could go without kishutim. 10 years or more, she can't go. Rabbi Achana Rabbi Yochanan Rav Chizda Amar Avimi Regel. it's a one of the Yamim Tovim. She came benayis Yisrael miskashat miskashtos v'rega, because Jewish daughters adorn themselves on the regal. Uva Ashiras lamed yom, Maishna lamed yom. Why 30 days? Amar Abai sheken isha chashuva nanes mirech yishal lam yom. A chashuva woman, she gets benefit from her perfume for 30 days. So even if she is not allowed to use it, she still smells her old perfume for 30 days. That's the shelf life. From a spritz of perfume, it could go 30 days. Okay. Weiter. Hamader sishar shleitech lebeis aviyah. Someone who makes a neder to prohibit his wife from going to her father's house. Don't you dare go to your father's house. Now, how could he do that? How could he answer her to go to her father's house? We'll have to see, because right, you can't answer somebody on something that you don't own. Maybe he said, if you go to your father's house, then the hana of your tashmish is asur to me. So then, bizman shehu ima bi'er, if they live together in the same city, then that's somewhat of an untenable situation. She's not going to go visit her father. Chodesh echad yikayim. For 1 month, you could keep her. Shnayim yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. 2 months, you divorce her and you give her the ksuba. V'zman shehu bi'er acharas, if the father's in a different city, regel echad yikayim, he could stay with her for one regel. Because if they're not in the same city, you're only making her miss one regel of visiting. Shloisha, but 3 regalim, yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. You have to divorce her and give her a ksuba. Obviously, the mashmai, so the Mishnah, seem to contradict each other. What would be by 2 regalim? The fact that the Mishnah says 1 regal, you could keep her, that implies 2 regalim, you have to divorce her. The fact that it says 3 regalim, you have to divorce her, that implies 2 regalim, you could keep her. Hamader es ishter shleitech lebeisa avel lebeisa Mishnah. Someone tells his wife, I make a nether, you can't go to a house of mourning, or to a party. Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. You divorce and you give her ksuba. Nation no b'fanel. You're locking the door before her. But if the reason why you tell her she can't go to a house of mourning, or she can't go to a party, is because of davar acher, another matter, the Gemara will explain what that means. Rashai, then he's permitted. Amar la, if he says to her, Amanasha toimri l'plani mashamartili, I make a nether on condition that you tell Pliny what you told me. Oy masha amarti l'cha, or that you tell Pliny what I told you. Oy shetehe mimala u'ma'ara l'ashvar, make a nether, unless you fill up and pour out into the garbage. Yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. So the Gemara says, Hagufa kasha, the Mishnah itself is difficult. Amarto regel echad yikayim. First we say, 1 regel, where you say you can't go to your father. You could stay with her. Hashnaim yoytzi, 2 regalim. She has to leave. V'yitin ksuba. Ema seifa. Say the seifa. Shloisha yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. 3 regalim. You have to divorce her. Hashnaim yikayim. But 2, you get to keep her. Ama Abaye. Abaye said. So it's a stira m'nei Abaye. Seifa asan l'kayhenes. That the reisha that says one regal, you could keep her. But 2, you divorce her. It's talking about a regular woman. The seifa that says 3, you divorce her, but 2, you could keep her. That's talking about a kohenis that we said. We always have more patience with the wife of a kohen, because if he divorces her, he'll never be able to take her back. Rabbi Yehuda, and it goes like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that we always give the kohenis, you know, an extra time frame. Rabbi Barula Amar Loi Kasha, Kan Beredufa, Kan Besheina Redufa. Here we're talking about a girl who's always running to her father's house. Here we're talking about a girl that's not always running to her father's house. If she's running to her father's house, then 2 regalim, you have to divorce her. If she's not always running to her father's house, 3 regalim, you have to divorce her. 2, you could keep her. Now they're on the topic of a woman who's running to her father's house. So we're going to darshan a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud. Ani choyma v'shadai kimigdalois. Ahas hayisi be'enav. Kimoisei shalaim. Then I was in his eyes like someone who is wholesome. What does it mean? Ahas hayisi be'enav kimoisei shalaim. I'm Rav Yochanan. Kekala shenimtsei shleima b'beis chamiya. A kala who's found to be perfect in her father-in-law's house. The husband brings home the kala, and to his new family, to his father-in-law, to his mother-in-law, they think the girl is perfect. So then, she goes and runs and sings her own praise in her father's house. And it was on that day, Nu'um Hashem, the word of the Lord, it will be on that day, says Hashem. Tikri ishi, you will call me your husband. V'lo tikri oid bali, you won't call me your overseer, your master. You'll call me, the day will come, Klal Yisrael, you'll call me your husband. You won't call me your master. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That means kekala b'beis chamiya, like a daughter-in-law, like a wife in her father-in-law's house. After Nisuin, after she's already moved in and she's comfortable with her husband. Not like a kala in her father's house where she's still in Arusa and she's not comfortable yet with her husband. Okay, we will hold it here. We'll see you, Bezus Hashem, next week. Daf Ayin Beis. Join us tomorrow night. We have an unreal shir this week. You would think, you know, we tapped out on the Makos. No, Baruch Hashem. We're just scratching the surface. This week we're going to discuss why do you have 7 makos in Va'era and 3 in Bai? That's an unfair division. We're going to speak about the connection between the makos and the 10 spheros. We've, for many years, discussed the connection between the makos and the Asara Ma'amaros Shenivra Ha'olam. And now we dig a little deeper. Okay, Rabbi, say have a great night.
What does Meir hold with this Klaus and Kala relationship? What is there Meir with the Ben Bundle Malcolm? How does Rabbi Meir deal with these psukim?
Oh, these psukim. So, what do you mean, Rabbi Meir? Like, what, why is Rabbi Meir, you know?
No.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.